Okay? My goal is to fix any problem spots, okay? And make sure that we're very solid with notes and pitches. Where that start is turn your radio on. Hopefully most of us have this thing committed to memory, but we're going to find out kind of where we are. So I have some specific spots that we're going to focus on, but what I want to do is try to read it just from top to bottom and make sure that I have no surprises that I didn't realize the proper spots. Do we have anyone that brought a pitch pipe tonight?
Yeah.
I meant to bring one and I forgot when I left the house. You got it? Perfect. Thank you. But anyway, for right now, there's our first pitch. One, two, and...
Welcome and listen to the radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Good, let's go back. Let's have a stronger, more confident entrance. Go.
Welcome and listen to the radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
That maybe we're not listening and honing in on the bass part and tuning to the bass. Okay? I think we can do a little bit better than that. There's also a lack of... It's a Thursday night. It's not a normal night. We're a smaller group, and it feels like we're just kind of... It's been a long week, maybe. Tired. Okay? What we need to do is fix our posture. I'm all good with sitting, and I'm used to choirs sitting actually a lot through rehearsals. But what we need to make sure that we still have good posture, even when sitting in those chairs. If you are looking at music... The music's got to be up here. The minute you do this, it hunches everything over, and it's going to make us flat as well. So look at your posture, examine all that stuff, let's do it again. One, two, ready, and.
Welcome and listen to the radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing.
The first part where we had problems was the word station. Because we're saying, station. I said, station, station. Welcome and listen in to a radio station. Radio station. That's flat. Okay, so let's fix that. Try it again. One, two, again, and.
Welcome and listen to radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. If you want to hear.
Now, okay, there's quarter note rest there, measure 8, beat 2. Some of us are holding the on too long. Turn your radio on, da-da-da-da-da, turn your radio on, da-da-da-da-dee. Okay, get that right off so that we get the rest in there. Can I hear just the leads for a second? One, two, ready, and go.
Welcome to stand to a radio station where the hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. Between 13 and 14. Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on. And you take a breath down beat of 16. Can I hear leads and basses beginning? Leads and basses. One, two, ready, and go.
Listen to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Radio on. So all of that keeps going down. Everything keeps going flat all through that section. If you're listening at the beginning, you start in the fourth, then go to the fifth, and then go to the octave. Those are the first three intervals that you two parts sing together. Those are all perfect intervals, ones that have to be exactly in tune and together. We need to make a little room. You good? Okay. And I hear this time with the berries, no tenors yet. So there's the berries right there. One, two, ready, and go.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless spring, get in touch with God.
Everybody together now, okay? Can we snap beats two and four? Yeah? So, a one, two, a one.
Welcome and listen in to the radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Berries. Can I hear you? Let's see. One, two, ready, and go. the first. I want to hear measure 17 and then hold the downbeat of 18. So this is right where we started last time, letter C. Turn your radio and then hold whatever you have on the downbeat of the next measure. So that's the bass and the tenor. And then there's the lead, there's the very letter C. One, two, ready, and.
Turn your radio.
And hold. So, I know we're not like having all of our usual parts here, but that doesn't sound like it's a balanced chord. What we should hear is this. We don't have that sonority that's happening there, please. Okay, letter C again. A one, two, ready, and. That's better. Now, listen to that vowel. Just sing that chord on A. Ready, go? Chord, sing it, go. Now we're back to letter C. We're going to go a little slower and see if we can find that vowel and tune that chord. So this is letter C. Bass, tenor, there's the lead, there's the very. One, two, ready, and.
Turn your radio on.
Yeah, we're getting flat as we hold that lead. Okay? So as you're holding that note and sustaining it, you got to think about keeping the pitch, breath energy going. Spin your air faster. Okay, let's start to see you keep going this time. A one, two, ready, and. Time, so be ready to cut off and basses make the next entrance on the brother listen. But while we're stopped, we have a tendency on the long held out chords, such as in measure 23 when we're singing share, or even measure 25 on letter D when you sing low. Those long held notes do nothing, and they're uninteresting to listen to. Okay, heaven's glory, it just goes dead and there's no life in it. Okay, so for those of you, especially like the leads, just hold one note, you got to make it interesting. So, heaven's glory, share. Instead of just, clear. Okay, right? Let's go back to C and make all of our longer notes interesting, okay? Back to C. Thank you. One, two, three, and. It's over in Tenderland, sometimes it's leads, sometimes it's basses, but you're never pulling your part to the forefront when you have the melody. You're just kind of singing the same dynamic level all the way through. If you're the melody person, though, you need to pull it out and be a little bit louder, okay? Usually in barbershop, and I've got to go back and remind myself, they'll show you who's got the melody. You follow the little lines, right? And they should tell you exactly who's got the melody and who should be the part that's a little louder than the others, okay? So like, for instance, in measure 18, melody transfers where? Down to the basses, right?
Yep.
Measure 20, where does it go?
Leads.
Back up to the leads. Okay, measure 26.
Down
to the basses again, then back up to the leads in 28, right? Okay, cool. I thought there was one part in the song where the tenors did have it. Am I lying? Okay, I guess I lied. Sorry. Okay, must be thinking of a different song. Okay, so we had that pass off quite a few times, all right? Make sure that you're forefront when you have the melody. What was the other thing? There was one other... don't remember what it was. Okay, so letter E, we can't slow down basses. I know it's low, but we gotta stay nimble.
Listen to the Glory Land Chorus, listen to the glad hosanna.
Okay, can we see or adjust the basses? Right at pick up to E. One, two, ready, and go.
Listen to the Glory Land Chorus. Listen to the glad hosanna.
Yeah, so we're a little late with that. Turn your radio on. Glad hosannas roll. Turn your radio on. Well, turn your radio on. I'm singing up an octave, obviously, because I don't have your notes. Okay, again, brother. One, two, ready, and go.
Listen to the Glory Land Chorus. Listen to the glad hosannas.
When you had the little eighth note entrance, it was a measure 38. A little late with that. Comes in on the and of one.
Turn your radio on.
We'll turn your radio on. We're a little late with that little syncopated entrance there, basses, so we'll step on that a little harder. Can I this time hear everybody starting pick up to E? Brother, listen to. Two ready basses go.
Brother, listen to the Glory Land Chorus. Listen to the glad hosannas.
Sang pretty much straight. Okay? So there's some fun stuff in there that we made a little less fun. So a letter E. One, two, three, four, five. Sorry, I was saying wrong pitches, didn't I? So we got to step on that little pickup to measure 36. Hey! Welcome. Can we hear that again, please? You're right on time. Working with tenors. Yeah, I know, right? So let's do it one more time, tenors, right at letter E. One and two and ready and go.
One, two, three, four, one, two, three.
Yeah, some of you moving too soon.
One, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one.
Okay, here we go. And again.
One, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, and four.
Two, red, and up.
Turn your radio up.
One, two, three, four, one. Page turn, I lost where you guys were for a second there.
Good. Taste of joy awaiting, little, little.
So you just stay on that C on waiting. My bad. Cool? Okay. Can I hear leads and tenors together, E? And actually, let's do various. Let's do all the oars. Why not? Here we go. One, two, ready, and.
Three,
four, off. 62, down to the E flat. Turn here. 3, 4, 1. Stay on the A flat and measure 68 rather than going up to the C.
Okay.
So if you go, on, turn him on. Just go right there. Cool? Otherwise, you get displaced too far and we don't have a nice good ringing chord. We had basses. Something right around 66, we just weren't in tune with one another. Can I hear you at the tag basses? Here we go. 1, 2, basses and go.
Come and listen.
It's a little higher than that.
Come and listen.
Okay, 1, 2, again and go. That vowel,
come and listen,
instead of come and listen, come and listen, 1, 2, bass again,
come and listen,
better,
come and listen, again I go, come and listen,
sometimes I overshoot, go a little too low, 1, 2, again, and go,
come and listen.
Everybody at the tag now. 1 and 2, all tag and go.
Come and listen, just turn it on. Turn it on.
Okay, let's sing final chord. Ready? Final chord.
Oh,
again and go. Thank you. That works.
That's good.
Can I hear berries and basses at the tag? One and two, bass, berry, and go. Don't be afraid of that seventh dissonance. One, two, again, and go.
Okay,
song all the way through and see what happens. Here's our pitch. We're in a different key now. Now, it doesn't start on that chord, right? It starts on the dominant 7, so that's not... Got to think of that, but then find your first pitch. I'm starting at the front, so we're hearing a G, right? Okay, so there's G. Bass is your key, is your first pitch then, as you're heading to that pitch. Ray, 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 do, is how you're hearing it. So here's the pitch again. So that's a G. G, you're a half step lower on an F sharp. Well, yeah.
That's what they're gonna blow. Then.
Well, we have options. I mean, it's in the key of G, but you're starting on the, like I said, the 5 chord. Okay.
Let's have everybody take a G chord and then roll to the start. Just to hear that transition.
Sure, we can do that. Singing, okay? Again. One, two, again, and.
Welcome to listen to the radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing.
Yeah.
Good. Now, there's a lot of spaces, and it's usually in between, we'll call it verses and choruses, in between the sections where the cutoffs are where you take your breath, and then your next entrance is just very sloppy. For instance, if I'm just going to pick on one little thing, like when we're heading from section B into C, measure 17. Tenors, you have in measure 16 been holding that B. And then there's a quarter note rest at the bottom of C. However, we don't all really cut off on the downbeat. Some of us linger a little too long. Some of us actually cut off a little too soon. And then when we come back in on beat 2 of C, we're not all together. We're either kind of late, and it's just sloppy. It's not that anything's incorrect. You know what the pitches are. You generally know what the rhythms are. But because you don't cut off right on the downbeat, come right into beat 2, it just makes everything sloppy. Now, you're not the only part. There's a bunch of spots where it's like that, where you're carrying for a while, and then you got to rest. Some of us sing through the rest, and then our next entrance is sloppy, and it just makes the whole thing seem ragged, okay? So that's the kind of level of detail and finesse that we need to get in there. I'm running a little past what I wanted to do on this song. I think I'm going to leave this for now. We're going to run this with the big group again on the next couple of rehearsals. But what I want you to do now is get past notes. You actually need to know, okay, how long do I actually hold that note, and I'm not just kind of guessing and doing what my neighbor does. I need you to now look at where your cutoffs are, how long you hold it, and all those types of fine details. Long-held chords, still we're not matching vowels, and that's giving us intonation problems. Turn your radio on! Okay, we've got too many weird vowels in there that discolor and make us go flat. And then there's also just words where we're too much Iowaning up the pronunciation. Station, instead of station, station, okay? Where we actually have a vowel in there that's going to be blendable, okay? Sing, it's too much instead of E, okay? We need more E in our sing. Where is a spot where you would sing the word sing? Hosts of heaven sing. That's going to stay in tune. It's also going to allow us to blend if we match those vowels. So, that's your homework and things to think about. I'm calling. Oh.